To begin our program today, Gene Rigglesworth has worn a policeman's badge for almost 50 years. For more than half that time, he served as the Ingham County Sheriff. But in 2016, Sheriff Rigglesworth's tenure will come to an end. Here's his announcement from 2 days ago.
It's time for me to move to the next phase of my life and retire. So today I'm announcing that I will retire as Ingham County Sheriff at the end of my term in 2016. After that, you'll find me golfing, fishing, or building a birdhouse with one of my grandchildren.
His announcement was quickly followed by another made by his son, East Lansing Police Lieutenant Detective Scott Rigglesworth.
Everybody in this room that works for the sheriff's office is part of my dad, part of his family. He considers you guys family. And quite frankly, the whole Ingham County Sheriff's Office has been part of the Rigglesworth family for 28 years. And I think it'd be a storybook ending to a storybook career to be able to turn over, to have my father be able to turn over his department that he cares about so much to one of his sons. I think I'm that guy, and I hope people in this room join me in that journey to become the next Ingham County Sheriff.
And the father and son peacekeeping team of Gene and Scott Rigglesworth join me now in the studio. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Mark.
Good to be here.
How long have you been thinking about retirement, Gene?
I think seriously, last fall, my wife and I were having some discussions about a trip we were going to take, and so, you know, this is a pretty good idea. Maybe I should think about retiring. And that's when it really got serious.
Has the date shifted over that time, though?
No.
Forward, no. Back, earlier, later, that kind of thing?
No.
You're 70 years old now.
I am.
I was surprised to read that because you really do wear it well. Years ago, were you expecting to be the county sheriff until you were 72 years old?
No, I wasn't. When I took the job back in 1989, I thought to myself, you know, if I'm fortunate enough to get elected two or three times, I'd be good with it right off into the sunset. But you get in there, and it's such a great place. I've got such a great staff. I've hired everybody there except for one person.
Mm. How many people is that?
187.
And you've hired 186 of them?
I have.
That's amazing.
Well, actually, more than that, because we had 233 at one point, but because of budget cuts and so on.
Oh, I see. It's called loving your work.
I love my work. It's a great place to go. I enjoy every day of it.
Scott Rigglesworth, talk to us about your role in the East Lansing Police Department.
Well, currently I'm a lieutenant in charge of our detective bureau. Manage 8 different detectives and all the cases that are assigned within our department. I've been a lieutenant for the last 2.5 years. Been a supervisor since 2000, so 15 years of supervision. Started there in 1994, so I'm starting my 22nd year. And I love where I work. I've risen to the rank of lieutenant. I think there's an opportunity before me here shortly to become a chief or sheriff, which has always been a goal of mine. And with my dad deciding that he's going to retire, I think the time is perfect for me to throw my hat in the ring and rise to that to that sheriff level and take over for my dad as Ingham County Sheriff.
It's easy to assume you grew up around the dinner table hearing about your dad's work. Did it work out that way? Was it like that?
It did. You know, both my younger brother Mark and I are both in law enforcement. Not that we were ever steered towards law enforcement or encouraged to go into it, but as you grow up in a family and you hear the stories, and we got to see what my dad did for a living, I think it's a natural progression to just try to or try to lean that way. And we're both in law enforcement, and if I can rise to the pinnacle of sheriff like my father did, I think it'd be a pretty neat thing.
Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth and Detective Scott Rigglesworth are our guests here today on Current State. Let's go back to 1989, Gene. What was the biggest challenge you faced when you became sheriff?
Well, as you know, I came from a state police background. I was a lieutenant in the state police. I ran the Metro Squad here in Lansing for 14 years, a 22-year career there. And so I was comfortable with the law enforcement part. The big shock to me was the jail operation. It's a huge, it's like a small city. We have over 600 inmates, 629 today. When we have beds for 600, and we have food services and hospital services and mental health services and school programs that we put on there, that was pretty foreign to me, and it took a little adjusting to get used to that.
How has the human element of policing changed during your tenure at the county? Well, we hear a lot about police-community relations. That is an ongoing, that's a centerpiece of what you do. How has that changed?
Well, I think there's always been police-community relations. It's certainly got a different face on it maybe over the years. And certainly Bob Trujanowicz, who used to be the criminal justice professor here at MSU, who started this community policing program that's gone worldwide, quite frankly. And I think some of those changes of putting officers assigned into specific neighborhoods to deal with the issues so they get to know their officer and can deal with a person they know as opposed to a patrol car that drives by and waves, those are big things in policing that have improved it. The media stuff that we have now with cell phones and Twitters and all those things make it very easy for people to get a hold of you. And I think just the technology alone has changed significantly to make police work more comprehensive.
Mm-hmm. Scott Rigglesworth, talk to us a little bit more about why you want the Ingham County Sheriff's position. What part of that position, what would that enable you to do that you can't do now?
Well, it would be the top seat within a law enforcement agency, and it really what it would be able for me to do is continue the hard work of the men and women of the sheriff's office now, including my father in that. I've been in an enviable position over the last 28 years that I think I got a pretty good grasp of the sheriff's office and how it operates, who's in what position, all the programs that they're involved in, both in field services and corrections. I've been a community leader in the past. I've been involved in 6 years on the school board and been involved in a lot of volunteering in the community. So I'd like to continue the sheriff's role in that. I think that public service is a prerequisite to public office. And I've been, for the last 15 years, been involved in public service because that's one of the roles of sheriff is building those relationships, building that community involvement, having some buy-in. And like my dad said earlier, you know, policing's changed over the last 30 years, and the public should have some say in how we do things, especially if it's not working. We need to change some things, and there's a lot of public and community involvement now in that.
Do you feel like you're stepping into any kind of new era after Ferguson, after the unrest of this summer when police work and policemen were so much in the news?
Well, I think we're going to continue to be in the news, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, I don't know that I would call it a new era. My father touched on earlier with the social media. There's so much news coverage and social media that police now have to be cognizant that almost every single thing you do when you're out there working is going to be on video, either from your patrol car or body cams or a bystander on the street filming you. So I think that's something that's new and you need to be cognizant of and aware of. And 99.9% of cops do it right. It's that 0.1% that puts a bad label on all of us. So,
Scott Rigglesworth and Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth are our guests here today on Current State. Gene, you and your colleagues lost a road officer very recently, just last month, Grant Whitaker, killed in a high-speed chase back on December 7th. What's it like to learn that one of your officers has been killed in the line of duty? Fortunately, it doesn't happen often, but what's it like?
Well, it's just traumatic, not only for the family of the officer that killed, but for our organization. We had a lot of sad faces, continue to have a lot of people who well up when we start talking about things that we still need to do for the Whitaker family. So it's traumatic. Same thing happened when Sergeant Paul Cole was killed, we're working with our staff, we're working with psychologists, and helping our people get through this very, very difficult situation.
Switch gears here a little bit with me. Funding is always relevant. Update the funding landscape for us in 2015, Gene. Does the department have the revenue that it needs to do its job well?
You want me to define that?
I guess I would.
Yeah. Well, we're still down many positions from where I was 4 years ago. But with that said, we're working with the commissioners. We're slowly starting to build that back up. I've got a couple positions last year, a couple positions this year. And that's something, as the economy continues to improve, that we'll continue to chip away at.
Are boots on the ground the highest priority here? If you if you were to come into revenue that you weren't anticipating, would it go to boots on the ground?
It would.
Okay.
It would. The county patrol is 13 people for 13 townships. That's spread pretty thin. And there are times that we have to wait on response to a call because of the danger involved to get back up there.
We've heard of dead zones in the county, right? I mean, do they exist?
For the radio, you mean?
With too little law enforcement in some parts of the county.
It's the same for all the rural townships. I mean, we're a finite resource, 13 deputies. So if you got two of them tied up on a fatal accident, for example, the rest of the county is a dead zone, to use your words. You've got so many resources. So we've done a number of things to try to prioritize how we respond to that stuff. For example, you can make complaints now online if you come home and somebody's knocked your mailbox off or stole your kid's bike out of the front yard. That's not going to be a priority call for any department. So you can go online, fill out a form, submit it. We'll review it. If we feel there needs to be follow-up, we'll do that. Otherwise, we'll give you a number that you can use for your insurance company and turn it in. So that saves some response.
Scott Rigglesworth, do you expect competition for the sheriff's position?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. I don't know who that's going to be. I haven't heard anybody else that wants the position, but I'm sure that there's going to be. One of the reasons I announced 22 months early before the general election is to give myself some time to raise some money, to get my name out there, to continue the work I've done in the community over the past 15 years, and continue my work at ELPD. I've met with my chief and captain and explained to them that I was going to run for the office, and they know that the day after I announced, which was yesterday, my work product at East Lansing didn't change a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's full steam ahead. Full steam ahead. My foot's on the gas almost all the way down to the floor most of the time, and that's not going to change till if I got to change jobs.
I gotcha. Okay. It's been a pleasure to have you both on. I wish we had more time, but we'll catch up with you again, certainly, Gene, before you call it a career in Mason. And it's been great to have you both on. Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth and the younger guy who would like his job, East Lansing Police Detective Scott Rigglesworth.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.